Nothing's better than feeling comfortable in your own shoes. Maybe you're a parent raising a little rock star or a tech nomad working from anywhere. Allbirds wants you to be comfortable in your actual shoes too. Their wool runners, pipers, and loungers are so cozy, you might forget you're wearing them. And they're crafted from natural materials that tread lightly on our planet. So get comfortable in your shoes. Get to know the wool runners, pipers, and loungers at allbirds.com. That's allbirds.com.
Alrighty, this is Zach Gilb Show on CBS Sports Radio. You can think of all the auto parts, car care needs, get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Mayhem, mayhem, mayhem. And that's why we call this March Madness. We have a 16 seed in Fairleigh Dickinson, who is about 30 seconds away from securing a victory. Now, this game is far from over. There is a review right now. It was originally ruled Fairleigh Dickinson's ball. They're up by three with 30 seconds to go, but I think it's going to get reversed. They're just figuring out how much time is left on the clock. And they're going to, 30 seconds. They give the ball back to Purdue. So Purdue is a number one seed last year, lost to a New Jersey school in St. Peter's in the round of 16 in Philadelphia in the NCAA tournament. We could see a New Jersey school do it again. This time it'd be a 16 up against a one, but the school still being Purdue. Shot clock unplugged. There is 20 seconds to go now in this one. Fairleigh Dickinson's up three, but Purdue has the ball. And Matt Painter, who is probably sweating through that long sleeve shirt that he's wearing, and he is losing his mind berserk on the sidelines, he does call a timeout. So there's going to be 18.9 seconds left, and Fairleigh Dickinson is still up by three. Matt Painter is upset that they did not call a foul as a Fairleigh. Yeah, he has a case there. There should have been a defensive foul off ball as a player on Fairleigh Dickinson just bulldozed through a Purdue player. No call was made, and then they waited a little bit thinking maybe there was a call that was going to be issued on the by the official, and Purdue then ends up taking a timeout. Now, Purdue is in the bonus, so they would have gone to the line, and I think that there's already more than 10 fouls there, so it would have been two shots. So it's 61-58 in this one. Fairleigh Dickinson is up by three. They're going to put some time back on the clock here. I think that's what they're looking at, and that is 19.7 seconds to go. I don't think they're reviewing if this is a flagrant or not right now, but they did put a few seconds back on the clock, so maybe they're trying to figure out if this is going to be right. The possession arrow, by the way, not that the possession is up in the air here, but it is with Fairleigh Dickinson, and I think this is a clock issue on when Painter did call a timeout, and he was irate. Hands were up in the air because he did not get the call, and then he motioned. They have it at 19.7 right now. It was in that realm, maybe a tenth or two-tenths of a second get taken down or maybe even added on, but it looked like it was somewhere that 19 to 20 second range when they just did flash that the game clock on the screen. But Fairleigh Dickinson, who was up by five a few moments ago, is now up by three, and they are up by three right now, 61-58. Purdue has the basketball, and Purdue's offense has just done nothing here. Absolutely nothing here in the second half, but you better show up. It's better to show up late rather than never, and we'll see if they could do that here as they've just inbounded the basketball. We're under 20 seconds, and you got a block by Fairleigh Dickinson. They were not able to keep the ball, so it's going to stay with Purdue with now 12.3 seconds to go. Now, by the way, we cannot do play-by-play, so we're not doing play-by-play. We are just reacting to things several seconds after they happen, and we are just trying to relay the information to you in the best way that we can without doing play-by-play with three-point game. And now they're going to – how many reviews are we going to look at here on the clock? This is where it gets insufferable a little bit, Hickey, as they have to see where the time's exactly going to be.
About 12 seconds. If you're Fairleigh Dickinson, do you foul? If you're Purdue, do
good
you
question.
Go for a three here? 12 and a half seconds. They were just trying, Purdue, to go for a two before it was swatted out of bounds.
I think with your size advantage, and I know it has not worked, and now Purdue is going to call what I think is their final timeout. It is. I would go for two.
Okay.
I would go for the deuce, but you got to go quickly.
Down by three, 12 and a half seconds left. You're Purdue with the ball. You would go for the two right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would go for the two, and then you foul, and you hope, even though Fairleigh Dickinson has showed zero signs of the stage being too big, that they missed the free throws or bare minimum split.
And two, if you score relatively quickly, let's say within 5
seconds.
You got to
go quickly, though.
So let's just say there's 6 or 7 seconds left. You foul within 2 seconds. But if you have 4 seconds left, that's still a good amount of time where you can get definitely within half court to throw up a heave to either hit a 3 to tie or hit a 3 to win. There's definitely enough time to where you can have 2 possessions here. Go for 2, foul, and then, you know, make a run out after the free throws. But I'm with you. Like, at this point, especially Zach, you just throw it up there, get a quick 2, and then see if you can kind of put the pressure back on Fairleigh Dickinson and see how they respond in a moment of major adversity.
Yeah, and no one for Purdue is in danger. Not that it matters this late in the game, really, because you got a foul if you got a foul, you know, coming off the inbounds pass. No one is in danger of fouling out. Smith does the most fouls with 3 fouls for Purdue. Edie only has 1. So it's underneath the basket. I would imagine they're going to do a lob play here for Zach Edey. That would probably be my guess. Well, they can't get it to him. They're in the corner. They jack up a 3, not even close. And Fairleigh Dickinson has the ball. They're going to go to the charity stripe with 7.6 seconds left. You make your free throws, it's over. You make your free throws, you go up by 5 with 7.6 seconds left. It is almost impossible to blow that game. Now, they tried to feed Edey. I wouldn't even say on the inbounds pass in the corner, that must have been like a 3rd or 4th option. And the player got trapped in the corner, and then he just jacked it up. At that point, when you get from 7.6, like we were talking about, they weren't able to get the ball and then just drive to the basket when they inbounds it with 12 seconds left. Once you get stuck in that corner with 7 seconds, you really have no other choice but to shoot that 3.
Right, and it's great defense by Fairleigh Dickinson because, like I said, they kind of knew where the ball was going. They did a good job, despite their size, cutting it off and then forcing the only outlet pass, a corner 3, and it was a terrible look.
And it's a 1-1, and they made the first free throw. So this is now a 4-point game with 8.1 seconds left in the game. Second free throw, good. Just don't foul here because Purdue has to go to the length of the court anyway. What are they doing? They're driving for 2, and they get rejected anyway. How do you not pull up from 3 there? Just go pull up from 3 in that spot. A deuce there. Yeah, I get it. It makes it a 3-point game, but all I have to do is just hit 1 free throw. And they wasted more time. There's 1.5 seconds left. This is just pandemonium, and it's going to be more heartbreak for Purdue. Purdue is just going to get destroyed once again by a New Jersey team that's a double-digit seed. Fairleigh Dickinson's going to become the second ever 16 seed to take down a 1. UMBC, you got some company in the fraternity. There is 6/10 of a second left. Fairleigh Dickinson is up 63-58. And I will say this, Tobin Anderson now has the biggest boss move in NCAA tournament history. After winning the playing game to get into this game up against Purdue, he wanted the cameras to see it. And all he said is, the more I see of Purdue, I think we could beat them. And a coach knows his team the best. We talk about these double-digit seeds that end up winning. You know, UMBC, Oral Roberts, Shaheen Holloway at the time with St. Peter's. They all have great confidence. It's an upset to all of us, but not an upset to them. And their coach, Tobin Anderson of Fairleigh Dickinson, knew when everyone probably laughed and said, well, you're end up on Old Takes Exposed. He knew this was possible, and they are now 1 second away from this happening, and it's over. Fairleigh Dickinson as a 16. Oh, my. Holy smokes. They beat Purdue 63-58. Man, this tournament's crazy. Yesterday, 15-seeded Princeton, winner over Arizona. Furman, a 13. They take down Virginia. You didn't think you could have yesterday top? Well, today it just happened. Because Fairleigh Dickinson becomes the second ever 16 to win an NCAA tournament game against a one. Wow. 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 This tournament is just drunk. It never makes sense and it never will. But this is why the NCAA tournament is just the best. Man, Hickey, that was awesome.
That was cool. That was very, very cool. I love chaos. I don't know about you, I always end up rooting against my bracket anytime it's made, because as soon as an upset or as soon as a lower seeded team, I should say, starts to gain some momentum, it's, oh, let's just see chaos as much as we possibly can. Credit to Fairleigh Dickinson, man. They answered the bell big time. They made Zach Edey a non-factor, despite the fact that no one was, I think, within a foot of his height. And they just did a tremendous job putting the pressure on Purdue and making Purdue be the hunted, not the hunter in
a
way.
Oh, they're grittying. Oh, and we got a team gritty. Fairleigh Dickinson, it's a dance party right now. I can't gritty. You can't gritty. But they could gritty. That's awesome. This is just such a cool moment. It really is. Now, I was fortunate enough to be on the air for CBS Sports Radio, when UMBC did defeat Virginia, and to be on the air right here, these are just the moments that you live for. This is so cool. This guy, Tovin Anderson, what a boss. He called his shot, Hickey. He called his shot.
Called a shot. We said if you keep it within 10, it's a win. Screw that. Scrap that. He said, you know, we're winning the whole thing, or at least winning this one outright. Man, that's incredible.
This guy should channel his inner Stu Finer right now and just scream, promises made, promises delivered. Oh, that's awesome. And if you're Purdue, you're Virginia without the championship. Against these double-digit seeds, you just don't have an answer. And we talk about this all the time. When you let a team hang around in a neutral site, right? The crowd just naturally gravitates towards the team that's the underdog. That's the major, major, major underdog. And then I've been in those buildings before. I was there last year when Purdue lost to St. Peter's. You know, I've been in the building when Florida Gulf Coast beat Georgetown. And like halftime, everyone's like, all right, this would be a good story. And then when you get like 10 minutes left, and the other team is still in the lead or in striking distance, everyone in that building that's neutral, that doesn't have a kid or doesn't have a family member on Purdue or isn't a Purdue fan, they all start with a team that no one knows, like where they're from, who the players are. They all start to root for that team. And now we get to learn about all these kids and the coach and everyone. This is just a special moment. Sean Moore, the leading scorer for Fairleigh Dickinson at 19 points. And you have a 16 seed defeat a one. Three straight years of a 15 beating a two. And now we have, for the second time ever, a 16. A 16 taking down a one. Other scores. Kentucky with 114 to go. They're up 54-48 against Providence. Gonzaga, who was struggling with Grand Canyon early, now 8:40 to go. They're a big 64-46, and maybe another upset brewing. Drake, they are now down by two. This was a 34-34 game. Miami just hit a deuce, and they're up by two, 36-34, with 15:29 to go, and it's the first lead for Miami since the 4:22 mark in the first half with 4:22 remaining. So there's 5:20 to go now in this contest. Wow. That's special. That's just really special with Fairleigh Dickinson as a 16 seed taking down number one Purdue. Brackets busted? Yeah. Who cares about your bracket? That's awesome. That's just glorious. It's great.
I don't want to get wrapped up in the moment, but I feel like now we're starting to see a lot more upsets. Like, I think this is... I don't think it'll be another, 5 years. I think it'll be within another 5 years, we'll see another 16 take down a one.
Who knows?
The confidence you just see from these guys that, like, before it's like, all right, who's, you know, we're just here to get beat by so-and-so. We're happy to be here. Now it's like, you see even the way Fairleigh Dickinson's, the way they play down the stretch, even celebrating. Like, obviously they're happy, but it's like, hey, we expect to win this game. Like, we're not coming here just to be in the tournament and just to lay down but say we had a fun ride. We are here to win.
Well, you know what it is? The kids that are 16s and 15s, they have also worked their entire lives to earn this opportunity. And when you're a 16 or a 15, no one gives you a chance. And you have this enormous chip on your shoulder. And once you see a few 15s do it, and then you see now the second 16 do it, you've worked your entire life for this. And you're ready for the moment. You still, like, a lot of times you're like, 16, 15, no chance, and no one ever expects them to win. But, like, now you go into it, you're like, okay, maybe it's possible. You know, their coach has basically locked it up, guaranteed it, sealed, signed, delivered. And I think when you work something your entire life and you have all these guys from Purdue who have these, like, big success stories and they're all talked about and they get all the praise and hype going into it, if this is your one moment to shine, you better take advantage of it. And we've seen Oral Roberts as a 15, St. Peter's as a 15, you know, in recent memory, Florida Gulf Coast as a 15, the other day, Princeton as a 15, and now you see UMBC 16 and Fairleigh Dickinson as a 16 do unthinkable things. And you're right. I don't want to say it's becoming the norm, but three straight years of a 15 beating a 2 and then 2 years where you looked at something like never happening in, like, what, the last 6 or 7 years, whatever it is, where you have a 16 beating a 1, it's just bonkers. So congratulations to Fairleigh Dickinson as a 16 once again has defeated a 1 as down goes Purdue. Now, not to make this all look at my bracket, blah, 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 because I didn't predict this, but I had Purdue losing in the second round to Memphis. Where did you have Purdue going down?
Same, second round. Okay. I did not have many 1 seeds going that far for the most part.
This becomes a big win for us because I bet you a lot of people had Purdue bare minimum in Elite Eight. So we get them out in the round to 32. Those guys have a few more rounds where there's no potential points for them to get. So I'm hoping a lot of people put Purdue in their Final Four because they fell in love with Big Zach Edey. All right, Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Nothing's better than feeling comfortable in your own shoes. Maybe you're a parent raising a little rock star or a tech nomad working from anywhere. Allbirds wants you to be comfortable in your actual shoes, too. Their wool runners, pipers, and loungers are so cozy, you might forget you're wearing them. And they're crafted from natural materials that tread lightly on our planet. So get comfortable in your shoes. Get to know the wool runners, pipers, and loungers at allbirds.com. That's allbirds.com.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
A historical evening on The Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. A 16th seed has done it again. Fairleigh Dickinson takes down Purdue, and that just happened a few moments ago. Obviously, everyone remembers UMBC when they became the first ever 16 seed to take down a 1 back in the 2018 NCAA tournament. And we know the next year, Virginia ended up winning the national championship. We'll see what the heck Purdue basketball could do a year from now. But my, oh my, heading into this game, 16 seeds were 1-150 against number 1 seeds. Now make that 2-151 as Fairleigh Dickinson gets the job done. Let's hear the final call by Kevin Kugler on the NCAA tournament Westwood One Radio Network.
The inbound comes, overshoots everyone, scooped up by Roberts, and that'll do it. The Knights have slain the Dragon for the second time in NCAA tournament history. A 16 has beaten a 1, and the FDU Knights are that 16, knocking off number 1 in the East, Purdue, 63-58.
And if you're in your car right now, or if you're listening to us on the Odyssey app, and you're just saying, Fairleigh Dickinson, wasn't that the coach that was talking a lot of smack heading into the game after they won the playing game and they knew that they were going to play Purdue as a 16 seed. Yep, that coach's name is Tobin Anderson, and this is what it sounded like a few days ago in Dayton, Ohio.
Hey, hey. I don't want Purdue to see this, right? I walked into breakfast this morning, Cam. What did you say to me, Cam? Merle, where's Cam Merle? He said, the more I watch Purdue, the more I think we can beat him. Let's go shock the world. Let's go do this.
Yes, sir.
The more I watch Purdue, the more I think we could beat him. I'll say this for, the third time now in the last 25 minutes? Hickey, that is the biggest boss move in the history of the NCAA tournament. To have the Stones, I know you're in the locker room, you're with the guys, you're all fired up, it's awesome. You want to talk to your kids and make sure that they're not like, oh, we're playing a 1-seed, blah, 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 blah. To be able to say that, and then for it to come to fruition, and for him to get the job done tonight, I've never seen anything like that in the history of the NCAA tournament.
It's truly amazing. It's like that fearlessness that, again, now helps lead to a comeback where you have that confidence after the game. And he's in the clip the morning. So forget even just this game. That was even before they even played the play-in game to get to this game. That's already they were getting kind of set and looking forward to, oh, we're going to play Purdue. We're going to win that game. The confidence is unbridled. It's incredible. And again, it's part of the reason why down the stretch, they look like they were the team that was been in the moment before. Like they did not allow the moment to get too big in part because they already visualized them being there and winning.
You know, I just go back to either moments that I was there for or just coaches we've talked to since being on in this time slot. And I remember when I was in college and I saw FGCU, Florida Gulf Coast, take down Georgetown, and then also take down San Diego State and go to the Sweet 16 before losing to Florida, where they lost to Florida. And there was a confidence about that team. They called themselves Dunk City. And they knew they belonged. Shaheen Holloway last year knew he belonged. Paul Mills, for a guy that ended up having a 15 seed in Oral Roberts, taking down a 2 seed in Ohio State. Like, he came on us, I was like, coach, you know what you just accomplished? And he, like, was just basically like, hey, it's what we expected to do. Mitch Henderson, right? He even has talked about how he knows his team's a gritty team and that it's an upset to everyone else, but not an upset to them. And whether we may roll our eyes at that or not, you appreciate the confidence a team has, and they know the work that they've put in. And you keep on hearing a similar message from these 16s, these 15s that get the job done, that it's really us against the world. And when I mean that, like, yes, in the building, people are rooting for the underdog. But you have to have that mentality of, we know what we're capable of. We could accomplish this. We know what we have. We've been together. We've been doing the same thing that all these other teams have been doing. Purdue. And also... You look at Ohio State and all these, UMBC, all these schools that went down. And those schools, they have the luxury of being able to lose games in their conference tournament or, you know, lose a game in February, not think it's going to derail their season. But in these one-bid leagues, this is, I think, the biggest part, Hickey. You see other teams do it, and then also the competitor is you're in survival mode once you enter that conference tournament. And if you're in your conference tournament, you could be having a great season. You don't win the conference tournament, you're out. Like, look, last year, Furman thought they were going to the NCAA tournament. And with, like, 3 seconds left, then at the buzzer, some kid hits a 35-foot shot, and you're going home after having a great season. So I do think it's seeing other schools do it helps. But then also, you've been in postseason mode now for so long. You've been in that winner your go home mode for so long that I do think, not that it's a deciding factor, but it does help the mentality of not being that nervous when you're now a 16 or a 15.
And I think these last 2 days exemplify that perfectly. You look at Arizona down the stretch against Princeton on Thursday, could not make a shot and really got out of their own offense and then just started kind of chucking up shots because they felt the pressure and goes, oh, we need a three so bad. Let me just force this and hope it goes in. Did not work. And then even today, Purdue down the stretch made, what, one basket in the final 6-7 minutes? And
they
the same thing.
They couldn't even inbound the ball to, like, their first three options there. And you see these teams like Purdue, like Virginia, that, and even Arizona yesterday, they feel the pressure. And then you do uncharacteristic things. Like Clark yesterday, Virginia has been there forever. He's won a national championship. Inexcusably gets trapped and throws the ball away. If you look at Arizona, they couldn't do anything. Even Purdue, tonight, it seemed like any time they touched the basketball, they dropped it. And that has to be a mental component to this when you are down late or you're in a tight game late and you know everyone is going to be trolling you, clowning you if you don't find a way to get the job done. The 16 seed, the 15 seed now plays with no pressure. And the 1 and the 2 seed, they feel all the pressure. And there's even more pressure now because of how many times we've seen 15 seeds win 3 straight years. And then also a 16 seed and UMBC get the job done against Virginia. And now you do get Fairleigh Dickinson getting the job done and becoming the second 16 seed ever to take down a 1 seed with the job that they were able to do a few moments ago up against Purdue.
It's incredible. Like I said, that's why we talked about before. I don't think it's been about 5 tournaments, right? If you take out the COVID year where obviously we didn't have one, in between 1 seeds going down to 16 seeds, I would not be surprised next 2, 3, 4 years, within that next 5-year window from what we saw UMBC to today in Fairleigh Dickinson, if it happens again.
And it's kind of nuts, too, because, like, after seeing it for 2 straight years of the 15 seed, you went into this tournament like, oh, it's not going to happen 3 straight years. I know Oral Roberts just did it. And I know you also did have St. Peter's do it, but it's not going to happen for a 3rd straight year in Princeton. Very quickly in the NCAA tournament, made it clear that it was going to happen. And now you have 2, for the second time ever, a 16 seed beat a 1. It's just crazy. Like, yesterday I said this. There's no way Friday could actually top what happened on Thursday. But here we are in where a 16 seed beating a 1 tops, you know, a 15 and then also a 13. With the games that we did see yesterday.
Nothing's better than feeling comfortable in your own shoes. Maybe you're a parent raising a little rock star or a tech nomad working from anywhere. Allbirds wants you to be comfortable in your actual shoes too. Their wool runners, pipers, and loungers are so cozy, you might forget you're wearing them. And they're crafted from natural materials that tread lightly on our planet. So get comfortable in your shoes. Get to know the wool runners, pipers, and loungers at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.